Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is fun Friday time. So I'm so excited. I'm glad you made it through another week. It's a beautiful week here in July. I'm very excited for everybody here. And we've had a really great week on The Lion Within Us. Now, I want to talk to you again. We're going to open up every episode of The Lion Within Us with scripture. Now, all the podcasts, people that you talk to, the coaches and things like that, they're going to say, well, you need to open your podcast with a hook. Or our hook is scripture. Bottom line. So we're going to always go there first. And we're going to go to Job 23:10. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. Now, guys, I unpacked that scripture big time on the spiritual kickoff on Monday. I really went through what that looks like. What I gleaned from it, what the Spirit told me from it, as well as just some areas that you can start thinking about how to apply this scripture to your life. You know, I want you to come forth as gold, but here's the thing. Got to go through some heat sometimes to get that furnace to burn it off, to be purified. When you go through that heat, then the purification happens. All right. So guys, on Wednesday, if you missed it, you need to go back. Shame on yourself, but go back. I'm going to tell you what, because we had Carlos Hidalgo on, and I tell you what, Carlos unpacked it all. So we were really talking about, you know, designing life God's way. And what does that look like? And Carlos, I love it. Everybody wants to talk about the why. Give me the why. I even host a podcast that literally asks why is in the name of it, right? Simon Sinek, great stuff. I do love his stuff. Carlos wants to start with the who. And specifically, who are we in relation with Christ? You know, what type of relationship do we have? Where is God in our life? So that was just a beautiful area that he really touched on. I mean, Carlos got real. It got raw. He talked about some very dark places in his life, how that impacted him, his marriage. There was infidelity there. You know, he was hiding a lot. There was pornography. There were areas of his life that many of you may be struggling with right now. And Carlos walked through how you go from broken to redeemed. And here's the thing, guys, there's nothing we can do. It's all in the healing power of Christ. And ultimately, if you lean in on Christ, if you accept that and you bring it to him, then you can start designing your life God's way. You know, Satan is patient. He's going to find little inflection points and start slowly working and working and working. You know, well, it's just an innocent text. Well, I just want to see how she's doing. It's been a long time since I've talked to her. Hey, it's just lunch. Everybody eats lunch. What's the big deal? Or it's just coffee, right? And as soon as you let those little areas into your life, they can grow. They can manifest. They can be a detriment to your testimony. I mean, it really, think about it. Go back to Clarence Haynes, to that episode on The Line Within Us, and he talked about clear boundaries that he established and how when he went out, when he was traveling for work, you know, there's no one-on-one meetings with women. There's no going to dinner by themselves. Now, some of you guys may be thinking, well, that's too cut, you know, too line in the sand. That's saying they don't trust me. No. The Bible says flee sexual immorality. Flee. Don't play with it. Don't go out there and try to, you know, wrestle with it the best you can. You're supposed to flee. Get it out of your life. Because Satan wants your marriage to fail. And Carlos, he unpacked it. He unpacked how that worked, what he needed to do, how he needed to change. And then he also unpacked some areas of his book so far as designing life God's way with boundaries and setting up the right boundaries and why balance is not the right approach. Because at some point you will fall. Put boundaries. They're more permanent. They establish the guidelines better. And when you establish the guidelines better, then at that point, you can start moving together in the right direction. Guys, Satan wants you to stay so busy at work that you just ignore what's going on at home. You know what? And your kids, they don't want your money. They want your time. And we talked about that too, the quantity over the quality. Quality time is great, but they just want you. And can you really be there on your smartphone? Or are you actually there? And think about that. I mean, are you having dinner with them? Are you talking to them? How often do you just have just an engaging conversation with your kids or with your wife? So guys, you really need to be intentional here. And I love what he talked about intentionally recharging and making sure we're not stacking our calendars with busyness. You know, he called it the ultra-radian rhythms and those things, 90 to 120 minutes, you can crank out so much work, but then you got to have a break. Need to rest. And as guys, we don't want to do that. We just want to go wide open all the time. And I get it. You know, going wide open all the time is pretty much the way I go. I mean, I do a lot of writing at night. Do you sleep? And yes, I do. But I got to start slowing down myself. Because if you don't take the time, God's going to take it for you. So, I mean, that conversation with Carlos, it was extremely impactful for me. So I encourage you guys to go back, check that out. I think there's going to be areas in there that you can apply right now to make a big difference. All right, now you know on Fun Fridays, I'm going to give you some tips, a health tip, a wealth tip, and a self tip, right, guys? So let's get started with our health tip, kind of going off a little bit of what Carlos talked about. But bottom line, quit ignoring the Sabbath. Seriously. You know, it's when you think about the commandments, right? This one is just not viewed the same as like adultery or murder, right? Like, we're going to say, you know what? I'm not going to kill anybody. That is a hard set rule. I'm not going to kill anybody. Or I'm not going to commit adultery, right? But observing the Sabbath is on the same list. And we don't treat it with the same type of magnitude as some of those other ones. So God designed us to bust it. I get it. To work hard for 6 days, but rest one. You know, somebody told me one time, if you don't rest, at some point, God's going to make you rest. So you know what? Honor him. Observe the Sabbath. Be thankful that we have a Lord who recognized that we need the rest. And if he can do it all in 6 days and took a rest on the seventh, what makes us think that we're better and that we need to hustle harder? You know, there is futility in busyness. Busyness in itself is a pandemic. Men are struggling with this. You know, we feel like we're busy, we're valuable, or something like that, or there's meaning. Well, sometimes you need to rest so that God can give you direction. You know, this is something I really had to work on myself around, you know, what, the Sabbath? We're not going to jump on social media. We're not going to be out here trying to bust it or write or do things or you know, try to do things to grow the line within us. No, because I need to honor him. Now, I'll set up some automatic things that may drop out on the Sabbath, but it's I'm being very intentional to back away from the business and understand that, you know what, 6 days busting it, serving him, that's what he's asked me to do on the seventh. I just need to trust him. And if you don't observe it, basically you're saying you don't trust God. You know, I got to put this in. I got to do this. God knows what you need. So observe the Sabbath. Remember that. It doesn't always have to be Sunday. Maybe it's another day of the week for you. But there needs to be a down day where you rest, recharge. That way you can come out and fight the battle. Because, guys, you are in a battle. And you got to be rested for that. So there's your health tip. For a wealth tip this week, I kind of went back to some things when from another podcast. If you guys go back, I interviewed Andrew Sather. He's the host of the Investing for Beginners podcast. A great show, by the way. Been on it myself. I love what he's doing to serve others there in their journey. So in episode 222 of Investing for Beginners podcast, they really unpack the idea of dollar cost averaging. So this is a new topic for you. I encourage you, go check out the show notes. I'll try to sync that up so you'll have a link to it. You can go check that episode out. But basically what dollar cost averaging is it's just an investment strategy, okay? And what you do is you divide up every month the total amount that you want to invest. And you say, okay, I'm going to invest $150 a month, all right? And then every month you intentionally make those investments of whatever you're trying to invest in, if it's stocks, if it's mutual funds, whatever it is. I mean, Andrew, they're big stock guys. And then you make that investment every month, you know, and regardless of where things are. And what you're doing is you're reducing the impact of volatility. So whether stuff goes up, whether stuff goes down, if I'm consistent in my investments on the overall purchase, you know what? At the end, things will progress. And you're building habits, you're building muscle memory into investing, which is so critical. You know, we are called to be good stewards, you know, and stewards invest the money that we need to be growing what God has blessed us with so that we can in turn serve him even more. So dollar cost averaging is a great way to start teaching yourself the habit of investing. So again, go check out Andrew on episode 222 of Investing for Beginners podcast. Highly encourage that. By the way, go ahead and follow that podcast. You guys, you hear me talking about it. We dropped the ads in this and into the line within us where we talk about Investing for Beginners as being one of our partners. That e-letter he does, seriously, guys, it's legit. It's really good. I get it every month. It's one of the emails I actually look forward to opening just to see what I can learn from Andrew. He's a great guy. He's a personal friend. Actually, we get to see each other on a pretty consistent basis, guys. I would not be pointing you in a direction that I didn't trust. And Andrew puts in the work. He puts in the work to put out good information to help the investors understand the ins and outs of what's going on in the market and to bring some clarity to a confusing world. So there you go. There's your wealth tip, dollar cost averaging. Now, for your self tip, I want you to think about this, and I'm not taking credit for this. I'm going to tell you where I got this from, Pastor Joby Martin. You know, I listen to his podcast every week. I literally listen to about 3 or 4, maybe even 5 or 6 of his sermons every week. I'm going back. I'm all the way back in, I think, 2019 now, just working my way constantly back through different sermon series. But when he talks about marriage, he talks about being a covenant, not a contract. Now, this was part of his Song of Solomon series, if I remember correctly. I'm going off memory here, guys. That's kind of dangerous when Chris starts doing that. But in that series, he talks about how marriage is a covenant, not a contract. And contracts say, if you, then I, right? That's the way a contract works. If you do this, then I will do that, right? Covenants say, no matter what, I do. So think about this. Not if you, then I, rather no matter what I do. That needs to be your view of marriage. Okay. So start thinking right now. What needs to change to shift from contract thinking to covenant thinking? Because the covenant of marriage is beautiful. It's wonderful. It can help you in so many areas when you get this right. But you got to get out of contract thinking. It's not if you, then I. Nope. It's no matter what I do. So there you go, guys. There are your three tips. So number one, hell, quit ignoring the doggone Sabbath. Okay. Unless you want to listen to the line within us. I'm pretty sure that's okay on the Sabbath. You go ahead and jump on that. Well, tip, start thinking about dollar cost averaging, or at least evaluate it and see if that could be a strategy that could help you build wealth going forward. And the self tip, marriage is a contract. Marriage is a covenant, not a contract. No if you, then I. Yes to no matter what I do. All right, guys. So the book of the week, on Wednesday, I spoiled it. I know it. I couldn't help it. But The Un-American Dream. I got a copy right here. This is from my friend Carlos. Tell you what, he did a phenomenal job. This release, I believe he said in 2019. But it's outstanding. And guys, it aligns with so much of what we talk about on The Line Within Us, about setting those boundaries up and understanding what that looks like. Understanding what the American dream actually is, right? And what that should that look like? What do you need to start sacrificing? What do you want the end to look like in your life? You know, so go ahead and skip to the end. He's got a chapter called Skip to the End. Skip to the end. What do you want that to look like? What do you want that legacy to be? And then, okay, now what do you need to start doing now, right now, to make that a reality? So many great tips and ideas from Carlos in The Un-American Dream. Love this book. So go check out the show notes, check out the book of the week page. We'll have all that synced up for you guys. So you can add this to your personal library. Again, highly recommend it. I'm not going to recommend stuff that I haven't read, or if it's a book of the week that I haven't read, I'm going to let you guys know it, but I can promise you one thing, I will read it. Okay. So love to get your feedback on this one. All right. Dad joke time for our fun Fridays. Okay. So dad joke number one, what do you call a zombie who writes music? A decomposer. Come on. That was so easy. All right. So guys, that's number one. Number two, my friend keeps telling me to cheer up. It could be worse. I could be stuck underground in a hole full of water. Well, I know he means well. So guys, there you go. I know for me, probably leaning number two this week, but number one, what do you call a zombie who writes music? A decomposer. Number two, my friend keeps telling me to cheer up. It could be worse. I could be stuck underground and a hole full of water. I know he means well. So there you go. And again, eye rolls count. So keep that in mind when it comes to dad jokes. You know, sometimes the worse the better, right? From that standpoint. Now, the question I've been talking about all week, guys. Do the fires of life scorch or purify you? So do they scorch you? Are you just getting burned when things happen? Or are you actually getting refined and purified? And that's the goal. We need to be refined. We need to be purified. We need to be moving forward in the right direction. So guys, again, fun Friday. I pray that this served you well, gives you some encouragement going into the weekend. Thank you for listening, you know, to The Line Within Us. There's so many other podcasts, better podcast hosts for sure out there than me, but I'm trying every week just to serve you, to give you ideas, hope, encouragement, tools, tips, things like that to help you in your walk. It'd mean the world if you gave a rating and review. It would also mean the world if you just simply shared this with a friend. That's how podcasts grow. Podcast listeners, they talk to podcast listeners. So talk about it. Share it. Text it out. That would really help a ton. Go to thelionwithin.us. Maybe you also want to be a partner. We have donors. You could just be a monthly donor. And just support to what we're trying to build, what we're trying to do to serve you. Maybe you want to look at our courses. We have several courses online right now. We have the Bible study that's out there. We have blogs. I'm constantly writing and trying to provide value to you guys to help you in your journey. So there's a lot of resources out there. At the minimum, join the Lions Den. You need to join the Lions Den. Look, not going to send you a bunch of emails. Don't have time for that stuff. But we do have time to serve you with content that's going to help you with your walk. There's so much darkness out there, guys. Satan's going to constantly throw everything he can at you. Let the lion within us just be a little pinhole of light in your day. You know, whether it's connecting with us on Facebook or LinkedIn, but just let us serve you in the least little way. Maybe it's just a quote. Maybe it's a little bitty video of an inspirational part from one of our guests. But guys, we're going to put in the work. I'm committed to this. It's not easy. It is tough. It is hard. There's a lot of sacrifice you have to make. there's a lot of organization that goes forward and putting out this the level of content that we're putting out on a regular basis to try to serve you well. You guys, really, be part of the community. Don't just be a consumer. Be part. Jump in. Let us help you. Let us walk beside you. You guys, I pray you have a great weekend. Enjoy your weekend here in July. I'm excited. It's, again, just had my birthday. This is a fun Friday. So I probably just had my birthday yesterday, according to the calendar. So thank you guys again. It's been wonderful. I'm looking forward to prayerfully another year here where I can serve him, get out there and work hard, do the things that I need to do to build the kingdom, to do the work that he's called me to do. So guys, have a great weekend. Have some fun. Thank you again for joining us, for being part of the group, and get out and unleash the lion within. Satan will do everything possible to destroy you. Are you prepared? Start training today with the Leadership for Christian Men Bible Study. The focus of this Bible study will be to help you and your lion's den grow in the areas of health, mind and body, wealth, career and finances, and self, husbands and dads. We know it can be intimidating being a Christian leader. This study will help you identify areas to work on and grow the relationships around you that will make an impact for the kingdom. If you still feel uncertain, remember, God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. See our site, thelionwithin.us, for details. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.